Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A very, very good Thursday to you, wherever you might be. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. All right, this is a very, very hairy Thursday. Lots to get to, a lot to get done. Some subjects of very serious topical matter. Got some podcasts we are pushing out, including another episode of Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. That's coming up right after the program. That is already a smash hit. I can't wait to get that to you, and lots to get to. Starting with an open phone first hour, I've got two interviews. We've done that the last several weeks. I like the way that feels. Two interviews, but nothing in hour number one, and lots of really meaty topics to get to. So if you would like to take part on the phones, I would encourage you to hit me right now, 1-800-636-8686. As you know, there is breaking news. We'll get to it momentarily. If you want to jump in, though, and hit the phones, do it now, 1-800-636-8686. You are more than welcome to hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome, and you can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at HaveTake.com. I reset that every single day at the top. Because we do add listeners, I want to make sure that you are getting involved. In terms of the interviews, a couple of college football coaches. Tom Allen, head coach at Indiana, top of hour number two. Syracuse out fast. The Cuse is 3-0. Dino Babers at 10:40. So those two interviews are coming up in hour number two. 1-800-636-8686. So why don't we start with the news of the day? A lot of you were on this last night, all over social, weighing in. In case you missed it, in case you went to bed last night, you may have missed a Woj bomb. An enormous Woj bomb. One of Woj's biggest Twitter detonations. An IED involving the current Vegas favorite to lift the Larry O next June. And I quote, this is Woj. Last night, quote, ESPN sources, Boston Celtics coach Ime Udoka is facing possible disciplinary action, including a significant suspension for an unspecified violation of organizational guidelines. Discussions are ongoing within the Celtics on a final determination. End of tweet. All right, that sounds bad, right? That sounds really bad. But it does sound a little bit convoluted. Like, what are we talking about here? He's looking at a significant suspension, but for an unspecified violation of organizational guidelines. Somebody do me a favor and shoot me some ranch that I can douse that word salad with, because I'm not exactly sure what that means. However, I know it's not good, fellow chowds. Well, fellow half chowds. As you know, I am half chowed. Now, of course, that was vague because Woj was doing work and Woj was trying to be responsible before speculating or reporting on what may or may not have happened. And I myself am going to do the same exact thing. However, that did not pop much of Twitter or stop Twitter from popping as only Twitter can pop. It basically sent Twitter into a mouth-foaming frenzy last night with everybody asking the same exact question. What the hell could this guy possibly done? What did this guy do? Remember, we are talking about a head coach who won the Eastern Conference in his first year. A guy getting a significant suspension, allegedly, reportedly, from his own team. Not the league, from his own team. A guy that had his team up 2-1 in the NBA Finals. So exactly what did this guy do? We have no idea. We need more information. And then we received it. Shams Charania then weighed in with the following tweet. And I quote, Celtics coach Ime Udoka had an improper, intimate, and consensual relationship with a female member of the team staff, sources tell The Athletic and Stadium. It's been deemed a violation of franchise's code of conduct. Now we're getting somewhere, maybe. Maybe now it would be appropriate to at least drop in a uh-oh. All right, so I'm still not exactly sure what it is. Like, just so we have this straight. The coach of the Boston Celtics is on the verge of getting suspended for what?
His what?
For what?
His what?
For his what?
His what?
His quote, improper, intimate, and consensual relationship with a female member of the team staff.
His
what?
What?
His
what?
Quote, improper, intimate, consensual relationship with a member of the team staff. I mean, damn, Coach Adam Levine. Allegedly. Clones, listen, I know you want answers. I know you want answers badly. I know that even if you don't have answers, you're going to rush in and you're going to pile on. And I know you want to know how it can be improper. You know what's improper? That, Alvin, stop. That crap out of my head. I know you want answers. And I know you want to know how something or it can be both improper and consensual both at the same time. I know that you think that it cannot be both those things. Listen, I am no legal analyst, nor am I an HR specialist. I don't know what happened, but I'm here to tell you it can be both those things. I'm not saying what it is or what it is not, but I'm saying it can be. It can be both. It can be both consensual and improper, and especially if whatever happened, happened in the workplace. And whatever happened clearly violated the Celtics code of conduct. And then Woj did jump in with this bomb. Woj said, quote, Boston Celtics coach Ime Udoka is likely facing a suspension for the entire 2022-23 season for his role in a consensual relationship with a female staff member. Sources tell ESPN a formal announcement is expected as soon as today. End of quote. That's this morning. That's the latest. There you go. He could be looking at a year-long suspension. Again, I'm not going to speculate on what did or did not happen here. I've got no idea. The Celtics, though, seem to think they do. And if what Woj says is true, and as far as I can tell, Woj has never been wrong, then the coach acted in an extremely inappropriate way. I don't know what he did, but whatever it was inappropriate enough for the Celtics to act swiftly and punitively. Again, I don't know if the punishment fits the crime. A lot of you are saying, are you kidding? What the hell did he do? What the hell did he do? How can you do that? We don't know. I don't know if the punishment fits the crime because I don't know, quote, what the crime was. But whatever it was, apparently was significant enough for the coach who just led his team to the NBA Finals and who's the coach of the team that's the odds-on favorite, or was, to win it all, to miss the entire next season, reportedly. And once again, I will acknowledge, I know a lot of you are struggling to understand how this much controversy could come from a, quote, consensual relationship. Again, I'm only a talking head. I'm just a talk show host. But it seems to me it's because we're talking about an imbalanced workplace power dynamic and authority. It's about the Boston Celtics code of conduct. And unfortunately for Coach Adam Levine, the coach just can't go with my account was hacked. You can't go with the my account was hacked defense. You know, the Kurt Rambis defense. Or more recently, the Doc Rivers defense.
Clowns.
Seriously, Doc ought to be thanking Bob Sarver and Coach Adam Levine, the coach, and the actual Adam Levine. Because Doc is skating this week after his Twitter account liked a bunch of adult content over the weekend, which, of course, Doc and the Sixers were quick to claim was the work of a hack.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, Doc, whatever works for you. Listen, with regards to this story, though, I'm going to be the adult in the room, and I'm going to sit back, and I'm going to wait until we have the facts, and I'm going to wait until we have more information, and I'm going to wait to hear exactly what this guy was accused of. But whatever it is, it was bad, or he would not be looking at a year-long suspension, reportedly, unless he was somehow railroaded or jammed up badly. And that seems pretty unlikely at this point. So we will continue to track this one. And if you're looking for me to come out with a blowtorch without knowing the facts, you're just barking up the wrong tree. I need more information. As for the Celtics, they apparently have enough to run this guy for a year, reportedly. Now, I'm not saying you can't react. You can. You should. In fact, you better. I'm just saying I'm not coming with the hammer until I know exactly what happened or have a much better idea. Now, if you're thinking, man, Rome, whatever, that is really severe. That is really punitive. It is. But company guidelines are company guidelines in any business. I think rules like this are commonplace, obviously, no matter what you do, no matter where you work. What I'm trying to say is I am not ready to gloss him, Ime, be a horn dog, Udoka. I'm not doing that yet. Nor am I going to come right out and declare yet another victory for the undefeated, undisputed, untied heavyweight champion of the world, Sex.
Sex with me.
I'm not doing that either. And I'm definitely not ready for tweets saying, hey, Jim, Ime can't control his horny level.
I can't control my horny level.
We're going to be a little more responsible than that. At least I am. Again, I will give you more when I know more, and I'm only responding to what's been reported so far. But don't let me stop you. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. Do what you gotta do. Find a payphone. Call me. You know what you should do? You should pull over right now. If you're driving, you should pull over right now and find one of those extremely dirty, filthy payphones and call me. Seriously. You know that whole rap about how cell phones are dirtier than your toilet? If cell phones are dirtier and scummier than the inside of a toilet, the hell would that make a payphone? How disgusting were payphones back in the day?
That is a disgusting act.
It really was. Yeah, thanks, Levine. Thanks for nothing. Come on, clones. There's a payphone over there. Use it. Or pull over on the side of the freeway and use one of those call boxes. You got to write a song about that, too. Levine, you got a lot of time on your hands, obviously. You should write a song about those call boxes on the side of the freeway. I once had, remember when I had that house in Montana? I think, was it there? I can't remember, but I think I was introduced to the guy that came up with the concept of that. Those call boxes on the freeway. My man was rich, yo. Really rich. 1-800-636-8686. So because of that, I'll tell you who bought himself a little bit of time. Sarver. Bob Sarver. Man, you want to talk about dirty. Filthy, scummy, a guy who doesn't get it, Sarver. I'll get him. He absolutely does not get it. Just because he has agreed to sell his two teams does not mean that he gets it. Oh, he doesn't get it. He definitely does not get it. In and around all this, you got a Thursday night matchup. Interesting Thursday night matchup. I've got a preview of that. We will talk some football as well. Yo, Cleveland, are y'all ready to flush it and move on? We'll see.
Cleveland!
And then what about Pittsburgh? How much longer is Mitch Trubisky going to be the guy under center there? How about Mike Tomlin saying at the start of the year, hey, listen, the kid is not going to play this year. He's just not. Yeah, either that or long before the bye, one or the other. What are you going to tell me next? The offensive coordinator is not going to get fired this year? Trust me, if they keep showing up the way they're showing up, both those things are going to happen sooner as opposed to later. Oh, and look at this. Did the Lakers finally do the right thing? For once. Maybe so. And I'd rather not even get to this because it's, to me, the worst idea ever. Can you imagine Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor running back their first fight? In news that absolutely nobody anywhere, not named Floyd and Connor or on payroll, wants to hear, they're actually talking about that. You want me to pay you to watch that? You couldn't pay me enough to watch that. Hey, Rome, you want to see a rematch? You want to see a sequel? That'll cost you $100. My response would be, you could give me $100 and I wouldn't watch that. You can give me $250 and I wouldn't watch that. You could give me $1,000, maybe I'd watch that. And no, that's not part of my job either, to either watch or talk about that. That's about the worst idea I've ever heard. Really curious. Very curious as to see what the reaction might be coming off that. So why don't we take a look? Squirrel 2 writes, it's a hairy Thursday. Sounds like a great day to us. Signed, Portland woman.
Well, you know what? We got this phenomenon up here in Oregon.
I like that it's a phenomenon.
And I call it Portland woman. Portland woman, she doesn't shave. She doesn't clean up. They put her on TV. Turn on any Portland channel with a local show. You'll find Portland woman showing off her stuff. Gray hair, no makeup, all the wrinkles to boot. And the clothing is something else. You can see the stain. So, anyways, to Portland woman, please, please, do us all a favor and clean it up. That's all I got, Romy.
If by that's all I got, Romy, you mean gold? That is timeless. If by that's all I've got, Romy, you mean the best take in a decade? I don't condone that. I don't condone that at all. I love that he starts it off by calling, we've got this phenomenon up here called Portland woman.
Well, you know what? We got this phenomenon up here in Oregon.
Remind me, Avi, what year was that call made? I mean, I don't want to contradict myself and be a hypocrite because it is timeless. But I'm really curious. The context. Avi says 2014. The time stood still. I think we all remember where we were when we heard the Portland woman call, right? Matt in AK writes, maybe Ime just needed a night out. Signed, Pervin Liar.
Get out of Dodge.
As I mentioned, I didn't expect most of you to be responsible with this topic, but a night out, and you're not. You're not disappointing me, or you're not surprising me. You're disappointing me because you frequently do, but you're certainly not surprising me. Again, I don't know what he did or did not do, only that apparently it was a violation of their code of conduct. But I think I can pretty safely say if he's looking at a one-year suspension, it's not because, quote, Buddy had a night out. They don't suspend coaches, Buddy, especially ones that good. And because let's be honest about this too, right? I don't know what he did or what he didn't do, but I know this. I don't think he'd be looking at this or this suspension if he was a guy that won 15 games last year, right? Then he'd be looking at something even more severe, I would allege. But whatever it is he did, I guarantee it was more than Buddy needing a night out. At Arlasco, pimping the box. Nice. Some, quote, inappropriate behavior that doesn't put my name on your show. Signed, Pervin Liar. See, that's not even true, because the one prior to that was from Pervin Liar. In fact, that's the opposite of what you say. Anytime anybody acts inappropriately, Perv is going to get dragged. You know why? Because Perv is the gold standard of inappropriate behavior.
Stay to see the grandkids.
Anytime there's any inappropriate behavior, whatever it is, Perv will get dragged into it. Rome. We heard that the coach of the Celtics has the next year off. We would like to talk with him about possibly coaching our team. Regards, Nebraska Huskers basketball. Eric in Castle Rock. I see what you did there, Eric. I'll actually allow that. The way Cornhusker fan humiliated and embarrassed themselves by chanting and begging for Herb when he hit the set there. Hey, Rome, it's totally plausible to have a relationship that is consensual but also inappropriate. We all need a right-hand arm woman. Regards, the silly wabbit.
I'm Mr. Sterling's right-hand arm man. I'm Mr. Sterling everything. I'm his confidant, his best friend, his silly rabbit.
His what?
His silly rabbit.
His silly rabbit?
Yes.
Is that what he calls you?
No. That's I call you... myself.
Now, you know, you were a weirdo. You don't like that. With a weird-ass visor.
What?
But not an employee. Not a Clippers employee. Listen, I'm not going to dumb this thing down. I know you will. This is a serious, serious story, serious, serious situation, and I'm going to reserve judgment until I know more about it. But you know what? I was about to say, clones, treat this thing with the respect that it deserves, but I know you won't. I'm going to say this is the way we're approaching it, and by we, I mean me. But I know you'll do what you'll do. You always do. I get this. All right, when we come back, phone lines are open right now. And I've got two interviews in hour number two. So if there's something you want to hit on and it relates to this or anything else, if you want to go off the board altogether, I'd encourage it. In fact, I would love it. 1-800-636-8686. Dell Technologies semi-annual sale has arrived, and it's time to upgrade to the latest business technology. Save big on laptops and desktops with Windows 11 Pro. Plus, get amazing deals on server, storage, and cloud solutions, as well as top work accessories, including docks, monitors, and more. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business, so call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL, 877-ASK-DELL, for special business offers during our semi-annual sale. That is 877-ASK-DELL.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. Really quickly, I know a lot of you are confused, and you want to know how this can be both improper and consensual, and you do not understand that, and you're confused. I get that. But if you're looking for me to enlighten you and explain exactly how that's the case in this case, I can't do that. I'm not there. I'm not privy to the information. I'm just saying I can see whereby it can be both those things. They're not mutually exclusive. More on that in a minute. Hey, listen, do you own or run a small business? It's been a tough couple of years, right? You may qualify, though, for a tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Now, do the math and imagine how much money that might be. We're talking about small businesses with employees of more than five, but less than 500 people. Add it up. And it's not a loan like the PPP was, but it's an actual refund of your payroll taxes. Omega Accounting Solutions is helping small business owners like you in applying for and getting this tax refund for your business. The tax credit is part of a federal government plan called the Employee Retention Credit Program, or ERC. And in the last 6 months alone, my friends at Omega have recovered over $300 million in cash ERC refunds for businesses. Remember, we're not talking about a loan. It's a refund of your payroll taxes. Omega Accounting Solutions is helping businesses nationwide. So again, if you have more than five, but you have less than 500 employees, they're likely able to help you too at as much as $26,000 per employee. They're also a Better Business Bureau partner. That's key. They're a champion for small business. And Omega has 15 years of accounting experience. I know them. I talk to them a lot. We have Zoom calls. We talk about their business. Find out if you qualify today. The program is available, but only for a period of time. Call toll-free 800-704-2000, 800-704-2000, or go online to OmegaTaxCredits.com. You have everything to gain by determining if you qualify. Omega. TaxCredits.com. All right, so again, I know it's confusing, right? How can it be consensual and improper? I also want to point out once again, I am not an HR specialist. I am not a legal analyst. but something happened here. I'm not sure what it was. Something happened here. There's a code of conduct that the Celtics have. And by the way, pretty much most companies do. A code of conduct. NBA franchises, Fortune 500 companies, small businesses. There are things you cannot do. Apparently, he did something that you cannot do. So you can't come in here and say, Rome, it was consensual. Maybe. Possibly. Even likely. But what does that even mean? Consensual until something else happened? Or consensual? I don't know. This is what I'm saying. I'm not going to irresponsibly speculate on what it was. But apparently there was a violation of their code of conduct policy and something, quote, improper happened, even if it was consensual. I don't think. All I'm saying is the one thing that I do feel strongly about and confident in saying, those two things are not mutually exclusive. I know it's confusing to a lot of you, but even from where I sit as an employee and somebody who has spent decades in the workplace, it seems to me it's pretty logical that that could be both consensual and improper. And now we wait for more information. Darren in Kuna writes, it's actually an easy one, Jim. Nothing good results from dipping your pen in company ink. We're not talking about fountain pens, bro. We're talking about people. We're talking about human beings. We're not talking about fountain pens. Hey, boss man / Jimmy, I concur. You can have an improper yet consensual relationship at work. Best, Rit and hot cocoa. Seth in Western Mass. Unwar living off of kid drinks. That's one of the better responses I've seen on this topic so far. I should tell you all you need to know about the responses I've received on this topic so far. Now, dude, this next one's from at SoCal Jeff. I'm going to be straight up when I say this. Jeff, I probably should have this conversation just with you on Twitter. But Jeff, I've been thinking about you of late, dude. I have. You know why? WNBA championship. And wondering what had happened to you. And here you are.
Here we are.
Of course, the second I wonder what happened to you and I'm happy to see you, I then see your tweet. And then I remember the way things used to be. The fact that nothing's changed. Quote, that's two for me.
It's two for me.
Signed Sex after taking down Adam Levine and the Celtics coach this week. I already said I'm not doing that. Yes. I am on record. And not only am I on record. Hey, Jeff, all you need to know about Jeff is that James Kelly loves him. That's all you need to know about Jeff. That's all you need to know about James Kelly. Yes, I am on record as saying, and I did not make this up. I'm not taking credit for it. Do not attribute it to me. But yes, I've said it repeatedly. Sex is undefeated. Sex is the undisputed, untied, never challenged heavyweight champion in the history of the world. By the way, Sex has never even lost a round of a fight. Sex is pitching a shutout on the history of the world. Sex has never even been hit. Sex has never lost a fight. Sex has never lost a round. Sex has never even been hit. But I'm not going to reduce this conversation to that trite saying that I believe, but I didn't make up. This is more serious. Sex doesn't have a punter on the roster. Sex doesn't punt. Sex has never not gotten a first down. Sex doesn't even get to third down. Sex is playing a different game. Sex is playing a different sport. Sex is playing with two downs. Sex doesn't even need bases. Sex picks up the bat, swings it, and doesn't even need bases. They just put runs on the board. They just hit home runs. It's sex. It doesn't lose. It's never in danger. It's never even trailed in the history of the world in a single game. Ever. Ever. Sex has never thrown a single ball. It's sex. We know this already. And no, I did not make that up. I do remember years and years and years and years ago, the first time I heard it. And I'm like, oh, correct. But my point is, I'm trying to treat this with the seriousness that it requires. Correct. And notice I did not put that into my take or my open. Oh, and by the way, that's another example of sex being undefeated. No, we're talking about some kind of workplace violation and trying to get to the bottom of it and make some sense of it. At least that's what I'm trying to do. And I'm going to keep trying to do that no matter where you try to drag me down, as you try to drag me into the mud like you do every single day. That's also undefeated. You clones are undefeated in trying to drag me down to your level. Also, the only rival for sex as the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world is you clones trying to drag me down to your level every single day of my life. That's in the same neighborhood, by the way. Also undefeated. All right, when we come back, other topics, including Robert Sarver having to sell both his teams. Clearly not getting it. James Kelly's just piping in, piping in, piping in. Hey, Kelly, you know what your problem is? There are enough hours in the day for me to say. But you know what your problem is? When I need something for you or from you, you're not there. And then when I don't need something, or more importantly, don't want it from you, you don't shut up. Now he's saying, we need Jeff to call back in on Mona. No, actually, Head, we don't. That's the last thing we need. We need you to get ready for Jim Rome's Big Head Bets and for you to pick more games properly than improperly. You're violating my code of conduct now, Kelly. The betting code of conduct, where the idea is to get more games right than you get wrong. Got that? Let's get to a bomb of the hour sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I would have gotten to Robert Sarver a long time ago if not for Ime Udoka. But we will still get to Sarver. Ime Udoka, though, is the top story right now as far as I'm concerned. And a lot of you clones, it's like you're confused, but you're not looking at it rationally or trying to look at it rationally. You're just making jokes like you do. But again, this whole notion of how can it be both improper and consensual? It can. And some of you actually are trying to explain it. Now, do I really think that I'm going to get a good explanation from Canon SA? I can't get a good explanation from that guy on things that don't matter. Why would I get a good explanation from him on something with the seriousness of this matter? And yet, he takes a run at it nonetheless. James, sure, it can be consensual and improper. Sincerely, dead dog sexahaw. I hate to say it, but that's valid. I had mentioned that years and years and years and years ago, there was a story from Omaha, Nebraska that made the rounds, was a thing on the program for a day or two, about a couple that had sex on a dead dog and was arrested. And that Omaha back in the day was glossed on the program as dead dog-a-ha. I didn't know that I would ever say this, and I'm not sure I ever have said this, but Ken is right. Is that not consensual, yet improper? And then if you say to me, hey, easy, Rome, who are you to decide what's improper? Who made you God? I don't know. I think that we all could pretty much agree on that, right? Like, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors or in people's bedrooms, but And there's some really weird, kinky stuff that people do that we would never know about, and I don't want to know. It's none of my business. I don't care. But can we not all agree that having sex on a dead animal is improper? I guarantee the dog didn't consent. We can't ask him. He's dead. So I will allow that. But again, I'm trying to get you to approach this topic with the seriousness that it deserves. Although technically what Ken said is not incorrect. All right, let's try and do this responsibly. Let's go to the phones. 1-800-636-8686. Why don't we go to San Diego? Rodney in San Diego. It's good to have you. Rodney, how are you?
I'm good, Jim. How are you doing today?
I'm super, man. Great. Thank you.
All right. For you folks that are having a hard time, let me give you an example. In the military, a senior officer cannot have consensual sex with a junior officer or enlisted. It leads to the misunderstanding that that person may have got their position inappropriately. Thus, you can have consensual sex and it not be appropriate. You just can't do that. All right, Rome, you have a good time, my friend.
My man, you too, Rodney. Thank you very much. Incredible. A responsible take. A reasonable, responsible, rational, helpful take, which elevates the conversation. Rack him. I think there is something to that. No, it's not the military. It's not the military. But I would imagine many, many, many corporations view this situation in a similar manner. I don't know exactly what their code of conduct policy is, but apparently there was a violation thereof. You know, does that, I don't want to speculate because I haven't seen it, but might that company have a code of conduct policy which reads superiors are not to have relationships with those who work beneath them unless it is stated explicitly, unless they say so? Is that what that was? Did they not say what it was? Was there a violation of that company policy? I don't know. Was there a violation? Did HR deem that a violation? Is that a violation of company terms? Is that a violation of his actress, wife, and child? I don't know. Because I don't know what happened. All I'm saying is, you notice the points that I keep hammering home? I don't know, so I'm going to reserve judgment. What I do think I know, though, is that whereas so many of you are so confused about how it can be consensual and improper, like a number of you just keep hammering this. Rome, it was consensual. If he was consensual, he didn't do anything wrong. No, it's very well possible that it was consensual and he did do something wrong. I feel pretty strongly about that. I just don't know how the code of conduct policy reads. However, I would imagine a number of corporations have a code of conduct policy regarding relationships in the workplace, and it would seem like he violated it. Just like I've got a code of conduct policy on this show that many of you clones violate every bleeping day. Every day. Except I don't suspend you, nor block you. I just try to make you better. I try to coach you up. I try to help you. How about that game tonight? We can get into that. This guy's on it. War Steelers +4. Who are you taking tonight? The Big Head, James Kelly, and I have got episode number 3 of Jim Rome's Big Head Bets dropping later on today. Make sure you look for that. Hey, Rome Slice. Don't worry, Ime. It happens to us all. Regards, Eldrick Woods.
Happens to us all.
Rob in the ATL. Not
yeah,
all. Not everybody.
Happens to us all.
It does not happen to everybody.
Yeah, it happens.
It doesn't happen to everybody. And by the way,
happens to us all.
It's not a matter of it happening. It's a choice in a lot of cases. In most cases. Probably in every single case. I don't think that just happens to you.
Yeah, it happens.
Certain things, you know, the whole thing about control the controllables, and there are certain things that are out of your control. I think relationships don't just happen to you.
Yeah, it happens.
You choose. Matt in AK writes, inappropriate and consensual. It sounds like my love affair with James in Portland's phone calls. Wore Shaft Sugar.
Shaft Sugar. All right. Shaft Sugar. Get him on my team. Shaft Sugar. If you know what I mean.
Hey, Tan Man. Is it too late for a... If you're not showing up to work today, you're probably not Ime or Scott Frost take?
If you're getting ready for work right now, then you're probably not Doug Collins.
War Steelers plus four on War Amazon Prime, making us pay for watching these two pieces of cereal ass tonight.
Cereal ass.
It's not that it's too late for that. It's still too soon for that because we need more information. In terms of you having to pay for watching these, quote, two cereal pieces of ass, you don't have to do anything, TJ. You don't have to do anything. They can't make you do that. And if you're already paying for it, you just get it. You get the video if you're already paying for it. And I've got to say, there are way worse games than this. This is not Color Rush bad. Like back in the day. And so far, so good on Thursday night. I mean, I'm not saying this is great. I'm not saying this is the sexiest thing I've ever seen. But this is not Color Rush bad. Not like that. All right, so we start the interview portion of the program. Tom Allen, head coach at Indiana, joins us when we come back. Dino Babers also coming up next hour. My thoughts on Robert Sarver still ahead, too.